do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this, because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
DNA is inherent in your own nucleus cell.
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people.
Last week, Facebook announced they are, quote, expanding their efforts to remove false claims on Facebook and Instagram about COVID-19, COVID-19 vaccines, and vaccines in general during the pandemic. Even the New York Times covered the story. Let's take a look at Facebook's most updated COVID-19 vaccine policy. It says, quote, we want to make sure that our policies help to protect people from harmful content regarding COVID-19 and vaccines. But the real kicker is right here in the policy where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA. Well, we just got a new leaked tape from Zuckerberg himself, the CEO of Facebook, basically violating his own code of conduct. He would be censored on the platform today for what he said. Let's take a listen.
But I do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this, because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. So there's work on both paths of vaccine development.
That was from Facebook's internal weekly Q&A meeting in July 2020. So when Zuckerberg said, quote, basically, the vaccine is modifying people's DNA, it seems pretty clear modifying is synonymous with changing. Again, Zuckerberg would be banned from Facebook for saying this. In fact, this video of me showing the CEO of Facebook talking might be banned because he is violating Facebook's policy. Seems a little bit hypocritical, don't you think? But then Zuckerberg, on November 30th, in a public live stream Q&A with White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, appears to somewhat change his tune. He asks Fauci about the vaccines and their effect on DNA or RNA.
And just to clear up one point, I mean, my understanding is that these vaccines do not modify your DNA or RNA. So I think that's just an important point to clarify. If I'm getting anything wrong here, of course, correct me. But but just to make that clear.
No. First of all, DNA is inherent in your own nucleus cell. Sticking in anything foreign will ultimately get cleared.
Good. Well, I'm glad we can clear that up.
Yeah, I'm glad we could clear that up. It's unclear what is on Zuckerberg's mind or what's in his heart on the subject of the COVID vaccine. Isn't it interesting that Zuckerberg can vastly involve his thinking on the subject of vaccines, going as far as to caution his own staff, but as soon as he's made up his mind or appears to have made up his mind on the topic, he disallows the almost 3 billion Facebook users to do the same. Rules for thee, but not for me. The irony is, under their own community standards, they say they want people to, quote, discuss, debate, and share their personal experiences, opinions, and views as it pertains to the pandemic. But how do you, quote, discuss or debate something if you can't even share opposing views or even facts or even Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's own statements? Now, I'm not here to tell you my opinion or give you my thoughts on the vaccine. I want to be clear about that. But it is clear that Zuck is not living up to his own book of rules. What happened to free speech? And who is on this Facebook oversight board? Who makes all of their policy decisions? You heard Nick Clegg in that leaked phone call talk about that. Talk about how they make decisions in real time.
Mark, are you very clear about that? That ideally, we wouldn't be taking these decisions on our own. We would be taking these decisions in line with and in conformity with democratically agreed rules and principles. And at the moment, those democratically democratically agreed rules don't exist. We still have to take decisions in real time.
Why do they get to determine what we can or can't say as it pertains to our health? We would know none of this, but not for the fact that we have a brave Facebook insider that continues to leak and transmit videotape of Facebook executives to Project Veritas. It's not that the insider is betraying Mark Zuckerberg. It's that Mark Zuckerberg is betraying what Facebook ought to stand for. Be brave. Do something. Send us an email or a tip at veritastips@protonmail.com.